Savitri, Canto 8, The World of Falsehood, pages 227 to 228. This too the traveler of the worlds must dare, a warrior in the dateless duel's strife. He entered into dumb, despairing night, challenging the darkness with his luminous soul, alarming with his steps the threshold gloom. He came into a fierce and dolorous realm, peopled by souls who never had tasted bliss, ignorant like men born blind who knew not light. They could equate worst ill with highest good. Virtue was to their eyes a face of sin, and evil and misery were their natural state. A dire administration's penal code, making of grief and pain the common law, decreeing universal joylessness, had changed life into a stoic sacrament, and torture into a daily festival. An act was passed to chastise happiness. Laughter and pleasure were banned as deadly sins. A questionless mind was ranked as wise content, a dull heart's silent apathy as peace. Sleep was not there. Torpor was the sole rest. Death came, but neither respite gave nor end. Always the soul lived on and suffered more. Ever he deeper probed that kingdom of pain. Around him grew the terror of a world of agony, followed by worse agony, and in the terror a great wicked joy, glad of one's own and other's calamity. Their thought and life were a long punishment. The breath, a burden, and all hope a scourge, the body, a field of torment, a massed unease. Repose was awaiting between pang and pang. This was the law of things none dreamed to change, a hard, somber heart, a harsh, unsmiling mind. Rejected happiness like a cloying sweet. Tranquility was a tedium and ennui. Only by suffering, life grew colorful. It needed the spice of pain, the salt of tears. If one could cease to be, all would be well. Else only fierce sensations gave some zest. A fury of jealousy burning the gnawed heart. The sting of murderous spite and hate and lust. The whisper that lures to the pit and treachery stroke. Through vivid spots on the dull, aching hours. To watch the drama of infelicity. The writhing of creatures under the harrow of doom. And sorrow's tragic gaze into the night, and horror and the hammering heart of fear were the ingredients in time's heavy cup that pleased and helped to enjoy its bitter taste. Of such fierce stuff was made up life's long hell. These were the threads of the dark spider's web in which the soul was caught, quivering and wrapped. This was religion, this was nature's rule, in a fell chapel of iniquity, to worship a black, pitiless image of power. Kneeling, one must cross hard-hearted, stony courts, a pavement like a floor of evil fate. Each stone was a keen edge of ruthless force, and glued with the chilled blood from the tortured breasts, the dry, gnarled trees stood up like dying men, stiffened into a pose of agony, and from each window peered an ominous priest, chanting Te Deums for slaughter's crowning grace. Uprooted cities, blasted human homes, burned writhen bodies, the bombshells' massacre.